Krishna, you have anything today?
Hariom Shekhar ji,
Yes.
this is thank you. I just wanted to be silent today, but actually that is one of the requirements Shankaracharya mentioned as you described.
Yeah.
And that was so beautiful. I think the four factors in the 90th shloka
Yes.
have been really really summarizes the whole thing that is required for this 3 year.
Yes.
And the only thing is that I think as you mentioned, just wanted to underline that one, that Turiyam is Chaturdham Manyante. It is Manyante. It is not the fourth pada, but people will consider it as, I mean, as though it is the fourth pada, but it is the underlying truth in all the padas and even every moment. So that is so beautifully brought it up. And the wonderful thing is that when we see that one, there is only one Gnayam, and all the things are apparent only. It is imaginary. And even in that, there are categories like Heyam, that which needed to be rejected or dropped, and then which is Pakyam, the very consideration that has been given is so wonderful, that Pakyam is something which is called Kashaya, which came before also when you explained as in the other Karika. The Kashaya is the vasanas that needed to be reduced, and that comes out of a lot of Nididhyasana, as you said, that in the Nididhyasana there will be obstructions. And then the things that are rejected, that the things that needed to be discarded in these three, Heyam, and the third one is Pakyam, and the second one is that the things that we need to acquire, Apyam.
Correct.
The Apyam is the one that where the childlike innocence, where vanity is not there, that the things that does not increase the ahankara and increases the childlike innocence and the total shraddha towards what needed to be the Gnayam. So it is so beautiful, I think, and it mends perfectly into the meditation. So thank you very much.
Correct. So Heyam, Aapyam, Pakyani, and Nyeyam. Nyeyam is the fourth one which they talk about. Nyeyam means Turiyam. So what you need to drop is Heyam. What you need to take up is Atma or Turiyam. What you need to follow in life is Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, which is Aapyam. And then last one is what you need to cook throughout your life is your raga dvesha. Our raga and dvesha are the samskaras which we have to handle all our life. Even a jnani who has got this jnanam, he also wants to improve his mind, because improving mind is a never-ending thing. So very beautifully, Gaudapadacharya brings these four essential things which are important in our spiritual journey. Yeah, Vijaya. Thank you, Krishna. Vijaya, go ahead.
Hari Om Shekhar ji.
Yes, yes.
As Krishna ji rightly said, that the today's session was so expansive, and it takes time for us to soak in to the magnanimity with which the subject was handled by Shankara ji and then you. So silence, maunam itself would be the right way of to grasp, to be at the stage of receiving humbly this nectar that's been pouring out through it. But I appreciate the way, see, when in these four aspects which we were discussing about, Heya, Gneya, and Apya and Pakyam, they are not used, they are used sequentially in the same order. if we try to even put nyaya before heya or something like that, it wouldn't work. I mean, in the sense, even the thought process has gone to such an extent that they have been put it in the same order as it needs to be worked out at. So first you need to negate. That means you need to consider putting your Asuri Sampatti aside, as you rightly said, because these are the ones which cover, they are the apavadas. So first you have to understand the problem in you. And once you understand the problem in you, now I will find out what is the solution. And that solution is given very clearly in the next class, Nyaya. This, I need to know that I am not this body mind, then I am this Thuriyam, or I am this consciousness. And that is the jnana. Once you get the nyayam, or the object of knowledge, with that alone I can attack the heyam and say, okay, these assumptions or these opinions are so silly. And that is when you go into the third aspect of the apya. Apya is, okay, for me to get, it's not, as you rightly used the word, that once I ascended to the Tulya Pada, I can never forget my reality. It is like you always say, once you know that that is not the snake but the rope, you can never mistake it as a snake ever in your life. But for you, it is not just the reading of the scriptures, also to understand, absorb, internalize, and also establish. That's what the verse 272, verse in chapter 2, Bhagavad Gita states, right? Brahmi Siti, you have to establish. And for that, you need to have the continuous Vedvipa Kalaha Naidam Tariya Satsara, this Sharana Marana Nididhyasana. I think that's how it's coming. And then that one needs to be your continuous process. That's what it says, Pakyam. So it should be so much that it should be so much that the goodness should pour in so much that negative, the trace of negativity will go away from you. How beautifully these four aspects are handled in the same sequence. I dare not do anything more than humbly submitting to Adi Shankara in this.
That's correct.
Amazing. Thank you very, very
much. Yes. Very well summarized, Vijay. Thank you. That's the beauty of doing the Bhashyam. You know, it makes things so clear as to what we should do, what we should focus on, and ultimately it's a very simple realization. If you are able to realize I am the awareness all the time. In sleep, I am the awareness. You see, the very important factor is to understand sleep and jagra. Then only you will know what is the world definition. World definition is manifest, unmanifest. What is Thuriyam definition? It is not manifest and unmanifest. It is always there. So the mind has to travel from something which is always there as awareness to the world which manifests and unmanifests. And the moment you see manifestation and unmanifestation of the world, you create a distance between you, the experiencer, Thuriyam, and the world. You, the experiencer of the body, mind, and the world. The distance you can then create only by standing as Thuriyam and saying, world is manifest, world is unmanifest. I have got nothing to do with this manifestation and unmanifestation of the world. That is called as Maya. See, many times we don't understand what is Maya, what is Maya. It is indescribable, but still as Sakshi, you can know Maya. Being inside Maya, you can never describe Maya. You will never know what is Maya. But as Sakshi, you stand outside Maya, then you can say, yes, yes, yes. I think whatever the Upanishads are revealing is absolute truth. Truth for me, because I have, my mind has been able to go in this direction and also claim that I am the Thuri. Thank you very much, Vijay and Krishna. Anybody else has any other remarks for today's talk? We have about 10 verses to go. I think in about 3 to 4 weeks, we should be able to finish, say by end of August, I think we should be able to complete Mandukya Upanishad. Let's see.
And Shekharji, if you permit one more thought that came into the mind is actually the second shloka of Mandukya Upanishad, the very meditation using the A, U, Ma and the silence of Om actually maps to this. And the A is representing the waking state, which merges into the U, which is the dream. And the dreamer state that would be merging, that is the partial way of that. I think we are getting out of that physical grass body and grass experiences. And then the subtler experiences are getting into unmanifested potential state when the dreamer merges into the deep sleeper. And then that includes that and Ma is the one that where the deep sleeper, as you told before, that it is the very Karana Avastha. And that one, when it merges into that silence, which is, I think, crossing all the Kashaya that has been prescribed here as Pakyam, that one will be in the Turiya state. And it has been totally maps to that second shloka of Mandukya. Just want to share.
Good. Thank you, Krishna. Yes. See, this meditation we have done a few months ago. Auma, how you shift. You see, what Shankaracharya and Gaudapadacharya says is, start from A, which is gross world. Like what Krishna says. Then that gross world, where does it go? It gets into the subtle world. The subtle world then goes to the potential state, which is the Karanavastha, which is the sleep state. And then beyond the Karanavastha, you have to apply the seventh mantra. Don't apply the seventh mantra initially at the waking state. Go from waking, dream, sleep, and then apply. After you have trained your mind for a few months, as I am Turiya Atma, I am Turiya Atma, then you have the flexibility of your mind to remember that Turiya Atma even in the waking state. When you get that flexibility, you are called as Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta means that life will go on, but I inside my mind, I know I am the Turiya Atma. There is no other Upanishad which is so beautifully structured like these 12 mantras of Mandukya Upanishad. You can study Kathopanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, of course, Brahadaranyaka Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad. All the 10 Upanishads you studied, what comes out as a classic example for seekers is this Mandukya Upanishad. Study it again and again. If you have the time, you can study it. It's a great Upanishad to ponder upon. And anything else?
Namaste, Shakuji. It's Bharat here.
Yeah, Bharat, yes. Tell me.
Right. So great, great lecture. And I agree with you. For everyone, the rest of the verses are only going to get better. I wanted to just briefly touch on, you mentioned Adhyasa. And so in my understanding is that, like, you know, before coming to Vedanta, everyone goes through the three states. And, you know, we take the waking world as real and we dismiss the dream world and the deep sleep. We don't even think about it, right? And so my understanding is that Vedanta is pointing out that we are misunderstanding our experiences, that we're taking the waking state as real, but the dream state we're able to dismiss, and the deep sleep state we're not even noticing. If when we start looking at Adyasa more, we find, I guess it's just my personal experience that I'm noticing Adyasa seems to be more meaningful to me than avidya, than ignorance. And my understanding is that, like, or perhaps my conceptualization of Adyasa is that Adyasa, misunderstanding the nature of our experiences, if it hasn't been pointed out, then it can be said you are ignorant of your misunderstanding. Hence, we need that jnanam, that knowledge, the viveka, of the three states, the panchakosha viveka, tridrisha viveka, all of those to o overcome that ignorance, which is then correcting the misunderstanding, is correcting the adyasa. I was just wondering if you could comment on that, like the relationship between adyasa, avidya.
Yes. See, adhyasa and avidya, they go together. They are two sides of one coin. Because of avidya, you have adhyasa. Avidya means I don't know my real nature is Turiya Atma. That is adhyasa. That is avidya. I don't know who I am. My real nature is covered. The veiling nature of my avidya plus adhyasa is maya. So avidya is the veiling power, adhyasa is the vikshepa. So
Right.
the moment you are covered, then your mind will project. That is what Gaudapadacharya is saying. All of you are suffering from avidya. You don't know. Therefore, you're projecting that there is a sat karyavada, there is nothingness is the truth, and so many philosophers have come and gone. Personally speaking, what you are saying is 100% correct. For personal realization, first of all, what you have to say is, I have to remove my avidya with vidya. The moment I know vidya, that is why a lot of times in most of the Upanishads, the description of Atma is given, neti neti, or they give you adrishyam, arupam, lakshanam, so many mantras. Every Upanishad has got one or two mantras which focuses on the nature of Atma, which means I remove my avidya, I have vidya. I remove the covering. In Mandukya Upanishad, the removal of covering is the three avasthas. You remove the three avasthas. That is what is called as maya. It is what is the avidya portion. And then you introduce what is called as vidya, which is the seventh mantra. Now, because of avidya, you do adhyasa. I am a waker. I am a dreamer. See, many people who don't come into all this Bhagavad Gita, or if you don't come to any scriptural learning, you will always end up. See, we are all fortunate to at least have a exposure to this knowledge. We are very, very fortunate because of some old samskaras which we have got. Our mind wants to learn more about Atma. So what you said, Bharat, is very correct. Avidya leads to adhyasa. Avidya is avarana shakti. Adhyasa is vikshepa shakti. The moment you cross this avidya and adhyasa, you are free.
Thank you, Shakaji.
Thank you.
One last point in that this whole aspect of the knower, the object to be known, and the knowledge itself, the tripati, they are all experienced. So to say the object is an illusion, you would have to also say the knower is also an illusion, but that that somehow doesn't feel quite right. It's just the vastu appearing in as the knower, as the object to be known, as the knowledge itself. So in that way, to say it's a something imagined, perhaps metaphorically you could say that, but I think that's why you can't dismiss the experience as totally unreal, because you experience it. Hence, the only way to kind of fill in the gap is to postulate Maya. So in that regard, even Maya is just a like a conceptual bridge, if that makes sense. It's all hinged off this avidya adhyasa. It's
Yes,
it all stems from there.
correct. So see this knower, known and knowing instrument Tripudi is also Vyavaharika Satyam. It is transactional Satyam. It is a transactional truth. In Turiya Atma, there is no knower, known and knowing instrument. Tripudi is not there. Therefore, Atma is not even called as a knower if the world is not there. As long as the world is there, we say it is Chaitanya Swarupa. Suppose there is no world, then even this Chaitanyam or Prakasha Rupam, all this Satyam existence, all these words, they disappear. That is why in Taittiriya Upanishad they say two times this verse has come, Navacho Nivartante. Ultimately, Turiyam cannot be explained by any words. And if you can realize that aspect in you which cannot be described, then that is why jnanis always keep quiet when somebody asks them, do you know the truth or do you don't know the truth? So they keep quiet. They say, silence. If I say I know, then I don't know. If I say I don't know, then that is not the truth. So remaining silent, maunam, is the ultimate answer for personal realization. Good, Bharat, you've covered quite a lot. Very good, very nice. I think it's a good discussion between Vijaya, Krishna, yourself. Yeah, Vijaya, you have something to add?
I not add, but rather the last in the end of your presentation, when you were talking about the three satyam, so you equated the Vyavaharika Satyam with the Jagrut Avastha, Pratibhasika Satyam with the dream world, and then the Paramatmika Satyam with the Turiya.
Correct.
So the reason is, the thing is, in the first two, that is Jagrut and Swapna, there is this Prapancha. So definitely there is the it is it can be understood, but when we are coming to the third aspect, which is Sushupti, that doesn't equate to anything, or it's just Ajnana because it doesn't have any experience of the Prapancha. Is that the reason?
Yes, you're right. You see, as long as a jnani is concerned, that Sushupti goes away for him. There is no more Sushupti for him because his ignorance is gone. See, Sushupti is where you say, I don't know anything. And Paramarthika Satyam is you say, I know everything. So normally, we don't bring in Sushupti for a jnani because he knows that Sushupti is, it is not there at all. It is he is in jnana avastha all the time. So whereas Sushupti is ajnana avastha. We have with objects, pratibhasikam is without objects, and paramarthikam is beyond vyavaharika satyam. But normally, if you don't go into such fine analysis, vyavaharikam, sometimes Shankaracharya puts all three, Sushupti, dream as well as vehicle, he puts all them together as Vyavaharika. Shankara does that many times also. He only
Then
says
from then for a jnani, because he's already realized the Turiya Avastha, then the Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti also should know more because he's already transcended chapter 2 of Prapancha Upashamanam. Then there is no Vyavahara in his world at all. Or
Correct.
maybe Vyavahara to the extent of he becoming an ignorant for ignorant people. I'm really little kind of, yeah.
Okay, good.
Otherwise, yeah.
Okay, there
okay.
is. This is a good question. This is a very big analysis in the 13th chapter, second verse, about what is ignorance, where is ignorance, who has ignorance, how ignorance is removed, and ultimately, for a jnani, is there ignorance or not? The moment you say jnani means he is not ignorant. He is a knowledgeable person. Now, your question, for a jnani, is there, if Sushupti is not there, is there Vyavaharika Satyam and Pratibhasika Satyam? Yes, you are right.
Yes.
For a jnani, there is no Satyam apart from Paramatmika Satyam.
Correct. Yes.
For a jnani, okay. There is no. Everything else is mithya. In the 99th verse of this Karika, he is going to bring out this point and say, jnani always remembers, I am Atma, I am Atma. It's like the sun shining all the time without any darkness. Suppose you are a resident of the sun, then what will happen? You will say there is no darkness at all. So similarly, jnani has got his chidabhasa enlightened. For him, there is nothing except the chit. That is why they say Turiyam alone exists. Because everything else has been negated as mithya. See,
yes.
Satyam alone exists because everything is negated as mithya. Therefore, it is Advaitam. There is no Dvaitam at all.
Yeah.
This is a point which Shankara brings in the next few verses. You will come across this discussion.
Thank you. That is the reason why when Krishna was telling, for the others who only reads about Turiyam but who is not experienced Turiyam, for them it is Turiyam Chaturtha Manyante. They always think it to be the Chaturtham.
Correct.
But for the Jnani, it is not Chaturpada at all. It is the only Pada or it is the only. Yeah? Yeah.
That's correct. You got the nuance of that fourth Pada now. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for clarification.
Thank you very much. We'll continue next week. Namaste.